Welcome back to Byers and Company. Hey, Nick, do me a favor, please. Don't tell Brian that I'm going to blow through the news here because we're running behind. A congressman was nice enough to call in. And more nicer than that is Tom Brinkheiser, who allowed that pushback. This is your normal spot every Friday to talk about what's going on at Brinkheiser's and what you're going to be featuring, what you're I called it a spotlight, but it's actually the home highlight.
Yeah, we call it the home highlight. We do a highlight a house every Friday and bring the agent in that's having that open house. And we don't have just one agent. We have the whole Doolin Group. Stacy Doolin and Jen Wood from the Doolin Group are here to talk about Christopher Drive, 763 Christopher Drive.
Now, Stacy, Joe Doolin's name in real estate is synonymous with real estate. I mean, he's just been around for, has he been at Brinkheiser's all this time? Or
he's been at Brinkheiser's as long as I can remember. It's got to be
1976.
So he's a charter member.
Former teacher. Former teachers make excellent realtors, and Joe's been with us a long time. He's
the reason why I ask you that, in fairness to me, is you have attracted just about, you have attracted a lot of really good realtors.
Yeah.
That we're not always with you. They're with Macy or other places that have all gravitated towards you, Tommy. So I knew Joe was in the business for a long time, but he's been a Brinkheiser. So he's a senior member.
He is a very senior member, very valued person in our organization and our family. He's just a great guy and knows everybody in town.
And Stacy, you're his daughter-in-law.
Yep.
And did he get you into the real estate business, or were you in it before?
No, actually, my husband. So my father-in-law was in real estate, and then we moved here, and my husband, Joe, got into real estate in 2010 with him. And then I joined the team about 2 years ago. So they both, I guess, got me into real estate.
Wow. So what are your Thanksgiving dinners like? I mean, y'all just sit around and talk real estate?
We try not to, but somehow it always creeps in. It's just, it's just part of the family.
So how many people do you have at Thanksgiving dinner? Because Joe Sr. has, what, 8 kids?
Right. There's 7 kids. Five girls, 2 boys. And so now we have, I think at Christmas we had 38.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome to see all the stockings lined up and
It's a fun family.
It is a fun family.
Yep. You know, two great people in this community that I've known for a long, long time is Jen and Kevin Wood. Jen, your father is a big deal too. He owns a lumber company up in Moroa.
Yeah.
And you've worked there for many years. What got you into the real estate business?
It was just kind of a natural transition, something that I was interested in doing for myself, just separate from family business. And Brinkheiser was kind of the natural fit because it was a longstanding family business and kind of gravitate towards that kind of thing. And Doolin Group is also a little family group in its own.
Now, I've known you ever since you worked at the Celebration. Mm-hmm. And you're in the right job. I mean, you're in sales and in real estate sales. You've got the personality. You're engaging. You know everybody. You're smart. And chauvinistic here, but it seems like the real estate business is a great business for females, particularly when you have families, that you can juggle your schedules and you're forming these teams that one's on call while the other one might be home doing, taking care of the kids when they get home. You can do both. You can be really great moms and really get great business people at Brinkheiser's, can't you?
I think that's one of the best things about having our group is that we can kind of bounce responsibilities around. If somebody's got a conflict of interest or a conflict or something going on that day, then somebody else can kind of pick up and maybe take a client out or handle a little project for them.
Now, Tommy, you've got the Doolin team here. We had the Perinal team last week.
Yeah.
I know you got a Booker team. So teams are seems to be the wave of at least in your company, in the future.
It's really nationwide. The team concept has really become prevalent in the last 3 to 5 years. And it's just you take people that fill voids and you put them together and they complement each other. And it's, you know, it's taking care of the client. Not everybody can be available 24 hours a day. But when you're on a team, 3 or 4 people, you can make sure that client gets the service that they deserve.
Yeah, and it just seems like it makes a lot of sense to me. Now, how do you guys decide How to team up? You look at compatibility, or what was your criteria?
We really usually we all are a lead on either a listing, or you know, everyone has a relationship with that client. So whoever has that relationship is the lead on that, you know, listing or that with that buyer. And then anytime we always rely on each other for expertise, especially, you know, we call him affectionately Big Joe, but Joe and his expertise, you know, and my Joe, Jen and I rely on each other and them a lot, you know, within the team. So it's really nice to have that team of people to rely on. And then ultimately Tom and Brinkotter and the experience that Brinkotter has as well. So usually, yeah, we're a lead, and then we just bring in expertise when we need it.
And then the business is changing so rapidly with the new technologies that come in. I mean, you know, everybody sees the technology that we put out on the website, but there's also brand new technologies inside the office. We're a totally paperless office. We don't keep files anymore. Stacy embraces that.
Oh, it's Big Joe.
Big Joe's old school.
Oh, I take care of that for him.
So it really helps to have somebody like Stacy and Jen, you know, younger on these teams to help the more experienced people embrace what's coming down the road. And there is, I mean, it's daily change.
Now, Jen, Big Joe has a house listed. I guess it's his listing. His picture's on this listing. Up by where I live, it's 763 Christopher Drive. What can you tell us about that?
It is out there on Christopher Drive, and it's on the market for $284. I think Stacy's actually going to be at that one on Sunday.
That's in Forsyth, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. A 4-bed, 2 full baths, and 3 half baths.
Yeah, it's got over 4,000 square feet. It's right there, backs up to the park, Forsyth Park there. Christopher Drive is a great neighborhood, such a family-friendly neighborhood. So this is an awesome house. They just reduced their price to $284. And then we're going to do an open house on Sunday. So this is a good house that I'm thinking will go pretty soon here.
I would think, and I'm just going from my own experiences, the trick of being a really good consultant realtor with the seller of a house is to make them understand the true value the market will give for that house. They know what they might have in it, but that doesn't always mean the market's going to give it, and sometimes it goes the other way. But instead of just saying, yes, all right, we'll do that, you've really got to be able to persuade them that here's the saleable price.
Well, the comps are the comps, and the realtors have access to all the data. And what they're going to do is come in and pull the comparable sales and show that owner, you know, this is what's selling, this is what's comparable to your home. And, you know, you look at this house. Find me another market where you can buy a 4,100-square-foot house for under $300,000. I mean, there's a lot of value in our market. You can get so much home for not a lot of money. And you're right. Cost, just because you spent some money on something doesn't mean the market is going to pay you back for that. So cost does not always equal market. And that's what we do when we do the market analysis is, you know, we show you this is a similar house that's had similar upgrades, and this is what it sold for in the market.
No, I live in Forsyth, and I love going home. I mean, I just do. Mm-hmm. I love our house, and and my wife had a lot to do with how that house turned out. But a house is more than just your biggest asset. It is where you that's your space. That's where you go every night and every day. And if you have a place that you just love, it's fun to go home. And like you say, a house like this, what a great value.
Mm-hmm. And it has a pool. Not the time of year for a pool, but it does have a pool.
Oh, yeah. In the summertime, I mean, the nice thing about where this is located, too, is it's right there by the park where you can watch the fireworks, the Forsyth Fest. Kevin, do you go to that, the Forsyth Fest in the summertime? We do.
Oh, yeah, because I now have grandchildren.
We
have
to go to that. The rides and all the fun
fireworks.
Stuff. Fireworks on Saturday night. Uh-huh. Yep. So yeah, you can watch the fireworks, and then there's the Christmas tree lighting over Christmas. So yeah, it's a great location.
Now, that Forsyth Park, that is the greatest little asset out there. I'll tell you what, it's an exact 5K. Mm-hmm. So if you go from your front door all the way around the park and back to your door, you got a 3.2 mile run, and it is just perfect. And you run into so many people that you know that are out walking around the park. That's a great track.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so as ladies, and I got buddies that just love looking at houses too. I'm not that way. I'm I leave all that up to Sue. But I would think being in this business, you've got to run into houses that you just fall in love with and want to buy. I mean, how many times are you saying, you go home, hey, we really ought to look at this house?
I don't know if I've ever gone home and said that specifically, but I definitely have gone into houses where I've decided that I really want to decorate a room a certain way, or I really like the tile in that bathroom and want to kind of replicate that in my own house.
What about you?
Oh, same. I'm constantly changing things around decor-wise in my house because I can't ever decide. I always see something new that, oh, I really like that. And so, yeah, I drive drone nuts with that. I'm constantly moving furniture and stuff around.
I hope I don't get in trouble for asking this because I got in trouble last time for asking stupid questions. But how many children do you have?
We have 2 children, 12 and 9.
So that's a factor when looking at a house. Mm-hmm. You know, how many bathrooms? How many bedrooms? How are we going to, and where are we going to, you know, have a den and mm-hmm. things like that? It's the difference between your first and second house, right? Your second house, you start looking for more room and more amenities.
Yep.
And then the first house is more about value because you may not have as much.
The first house, I feel like new home buyers are just looking at more, you know, this is their first house. It's a new experience. So they don't have as much knowledge about what to look for, you know, so you're kind of guiding them through the process. The second house, you know, if someone has a family and children, they know exactly what they need. You know, they know that they need extra bathrooms or something, you know, they need these 2 kids to be separated on mm-hmm. different sides of the house or whatever that is. So there it's much more specific when someone is buying usually, you know, a second home rather than a first time.
How many homes does a normal family, I guess the average family, buy in a lifetime?
I can tell you that the average person stays in their home about 5 years. I would say that number, it just depends on the person, maybe 3 to 4.
Really?
But the average time in a house is about 5 years. And you know.
So I would have guessed 3, 4 seems like a lot, but people move a lot though too, don't they?
We have clients we've sold 10 houses to. Mm-hmm. You know, they just like, there's people.
There are people that, like that,
there's
right?
There's people just that just buy it. A house, they live in it for a couple of years, they get it the way they want, and they're like, okay, I'm ready to do something else. And then they buy another house and fix it up the way they want.
Who's those more anal about a house, a man or a woman?
The woman.
Really?
Woman's always in charge, Kevin, by the way.
Well, I know that. But I've seen some guys, friends of mine, that just love real estate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can, at any one time, you know, we have analytics on our website. We can tell you how many people are looking on that site at any given time. And there's, you know, right now there's probably 30 people on the site looking at houses. And it's not that they may be in the market today, but if something pops up and it piques their interest, maybe they are ready to do something. That's why we have that new listings button out there, because it gives you all the new houses that come on a daily basis.
So, Jen and Stacy, this is a great opportunity for people to know that you two are very active in the real estate business. What do you want them to do as far as if they're interested in buying or selling a house?
Call me.
And how'd they do that?
217-413-1103.
Stacy?
Yep.
You're going to say everybody call her or call you?
call me or call the Doolin Group. We have a team line. So that number is 217-330-5775, or you can email sold@doolingroup.com. And then Joe and I usually get those calls. And then if you need to talk to Jen or Big Joe or Joe, myself.
That team line is really interesting because it works in a way that if somebody calls that number and say, Joe, Big Joe and Little Joe are busy, it'll filter to Stacy. And if Stacy can't take it, it'll filter to Jen. So somebody's always going to answer that line.
Yeah, you'll never have to wait.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, that's good. That's the name of the game, customer service, right?
Mm-hmm. We try. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no doubt in my mind. You're working for a company that's a master at it.
Well, it's all about the customer and providing really good, high-quality service, and they come first.
I'm going to miss talking to you.
Well, we can always talk, Kevin. Well, yeah. You're on the radio quite a bit.
All right. Well, you got to come on Sony City Buzz sometimes.
I will.
You know, and we'll talk Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed this week.
Yeah, well,
let Ozuna go. We didn't get Arenado. But maybe we'll get him in season.
Yeah, that's not a foregone conclusion, right?
No, but Colorado's got to agree to what we're offering. That's the key to it, because he's not a free agent. It's a trade.
No, I know. I know, but he's not happy there.
I don't think so. Not based on his comments last week, he wasn't very happy.
Nick, I thought I was going to get through this without talking Cardinals with Tommy, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, you just, it's like smelling good cookies. You just, you're not walking right by them.
Someday me and you and Jurger need to have a talk about that, because Brett's a bigger Cardinal fan than I am, I think.
I've never pictured you as a good cookie, but I guess no. So. All right, you guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.